How about a variety of cakes?
What are you driving at? You want me to name them?
Yeah, just name some, yeah,
different types of cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pound cakes, layer cakes, chocolate cakes, coconut cakes. Iced cakes, nut cakes, fruit cakes.
Mm. Okay, that's good. Okay, now cornbread. What do you mean when you say cornbread? Like, what does that mean? How it's cooked and what's in it?
What I mean when I say cornbread.
Yeah.
Is a batter bread with an egg and buttermilk mixed.
Okay, now what do you mean when you say
meal.
Okay, what do you mean when you say batter bread?
I mean it isn't. I mean it's thin.
Okay,
you
right.
You pour it in a pan.
Instead of
you pour
it out. Okay.
In a pan.
Right.
And a lot of people make pones.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference in just a pone and cornbread?
Well, as I said, my cornbread that I speak about cornbread is a batter bread. You pour it in the pan.
Yeah.
And a pone, you make it up stiff and pat it with your hands like that. So it makes a padded out thing that's higher in the center than it is on the edges.
Yeah.
And it has more crust than when it's baked. It's a harder crust.
But you still bake a pone, right?
Oh yeah, you bake it. Mm-hmm.
Right. Does it have like a different consistency than what you'd speak about as cornbread?
Yeah, it's thicker.
Thicker.
You know, stiff.
Yeah. But that's funny though, because sometimes when I pour out a batter, you know, probably mm-hmm. what you'd call cornbread, it rises in the top.
Well, that don't matter for that.
Okay.
But you probably never have seen a pone cornbread.
No, I probably haven't, as a matter of fact.
Old-time people used to make it all the time, pone cornbread.
Uh-huh.
They'd make it up thick, stiff, and then they'd take the batter, which is stiff, or the dough, you could call it dough, and pat it in their hands.
Yeah.
And lay it on the greased pan.
Mm-hmm.
And then make them another one, put it on the greased pan. And they got the pan full.
Making little bitty?
No.
Oh, okay.
Big ones, big as your hand would hold and make. Usually they'd bake them on what they call griddles.
Would this be mostly over a fire or something?
No, bake them in the stove.
Okay.
But, well, years before that, they'd bake them in a Dutch oven on coals.
Yeah.
But after they got to using stoves, they'd bake them on a griddle and bake them in the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they'd make them big enough so till two would be all they'd get on the griddle, two pones.
Yeah.
But sometimes they'd make them small enough till they'd get three on there. But if you made the bread up thinner so you couldn't pone it in your hand, well then you'd pour it in a skillet.
Yeah.
And bake it.
Okay.
And the old-time people, there's a lot of people, and I guess do today.